Hello and welcome to another episode of Autosave. My name is Nick Andrade and I'm here with my co-host Camille Salazar-Hadaway. And on this week's episode, we continue our dive into Halo Infinite campaign. And on last week's episode, it's Mission 11.
Your plan has failed, as have you, Harbinger.
The auditorium is partially rebuilt.
And that is enough.
I do not know.
Find out. Problem. I am losing patience with her. Please, tell me your mission was a success.
He will come to us.
Are you sure?
So pretty intense, but I gotta say, Cam, like if someone ever was in the same room as Eshram while he was sleeping, man, I don't think you get any sleep at all.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know if any of the other banished may have suggested to Eshram, go to the doctor. Maybe there's some asthma in there, or maybe some, you know, sleep apnea tests that he needs to do, because that breathing is so heavy. But I guess it's scary. It adds to the menacing villain persona.
It does. But as you heard in that cutscene, Eshram is not happy with the Harbinger. Things aren't going up to speed the way he wants. The auditorium is only half rebuilt because I guess Master Chief kind of stopped that process. And we also found some more backstory with Cortana. The Chief doesn't trust Weapon. And then we see him in a cutscene where he basically tries to end her life, as you can for an AI, I guess. But she catches wind of it and stops the shutdown, and she can't trust him anymore. And I don't blame her at all, because Chief's been a little bit shady to her.
Yeah, it's so weird because Chief is not really, I would say, a shady kind of protagonist. Like, I feel like even if we, you know, he doesn't vocalize what he's thinking, we, as the players, usually know what's going on in his head. But you don't get that here. It's very interesting. And I'm actually, I don't know what the Chief is doing. I'm scared too. I'm with the Weapon, okay? I'm on Weapon's side.
So am I. I definitely am too. Echo's kidnapped, which is probably the best plan for the Banished, because Chief is 100% going to try to rescue him, because, you know, he always will do the right thing. And that's where Weapon sends a portal off into helping Echo. And we don't know exactly where we land. And that's where it leads us into today's episode, which is where we'll be covering Mission 12, Repository, and Mission 13, The Road. In this episode, we'll be talking about Cortana and focus on the backstory of the Banished. But I have a question before we get into it.
Ooh, I love this. Question of the day.
So if you had to choose between saving Weapon or Echo, who would you choose and why?
Weapon. Echo doesn't deserve to be saved.
Wait, so you're just saying like kill off Echo altogether?
I know. Wow. I'm a little bit Cortana in this. I feel like save Weapon, because Weapon's just awesome. Echo, yeah, you're cool too, but you were pretty much a coward the beginning half of this whole game, and then you want us to come save you, like to really play the damsel in distress. Save yourself. You could do it. I believe in you. You're empowered.
Let the record show that you'd rather kill off an actual human being than an AI. Okay,
so I guess that sounds
I
bad.
Know where your head's at then.
Oh, that sounds no. bad. How about you? You wouldn't save Weapon?
No, I agree with you, because in terms of the mission, Chief needs Weapon in order to save the world or save the ring or whatever the heck he wants to do. Echo is just kind of there. He's kind of just there, the pilot. So he has no real meaning here. But again, he is the human and the AI is who we're trying to save. However, it seems like in this game or in Halo iterations or whatever, the AI is very much feels very human.
Yes, definitely. I just like how your reasoning was much more logical than mine. I just went for, eh.
You said because he was a coward.
He was a coward. He was a coward. But yes, I am pedaling back and I would like to officially say on record that I would save Weapon because Chief needs Weapon for the mission.
Okay.
A la Nick Andrade.
Well, that's a good point. All right. We'll take it there. I want one more question, actually, by the way. Who do you think is a bigger threat in your mind? Who are you more scared of, the Banished or the Harbinger? Because for me, it's the Banished 1,000%.
See, like, I'm kind of on the fence with this. Originally, I was thinking the Harbinger was the scarier one when we first saw the Harbinger because she just knocked Chief out like it was nothing and seemed like she had this bigger plan to betray the Banished and do something more menacing than anything we could think the Banished is doing. But then when we last saw the Harbinger and Ishram, the Harbinger didn't seem like she was that much in control. She was that much in the face of the Banished and leading them. She seemed like she was just a little pawn in their agenda. But I'm still going to stick with the Harbinger because there's so much mystery around the Harbinger that I just want to, I feel like that may be what uncovers the true threat.
Yeah, we still don't know who she really is, and there's pretty much only 4 missions left in this game. So we're going to have to find out eventually because, again, I think she holds some sort of like ultimate power. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what that is.
No idea.
Well, maybe we'll find out in these missions if the Harbinger is all powerful and what she's actually up to because, again, there's not much left in the game. After the break, we get into Mission 12, Repository. Welcome back to Autosave and Cam. We don't really know where we are, but Master Chief seems to also be in a delusion or some sort of like foggy
dream
memory.
Sequence. I don't know. It's like one of those, like, I guess the ghost recordings or like memory of the past.
Yeah.
Well, it's foggy. Okay. It's really scary, but we see pretty much the moment that Halsey has revealed that she created this AI in her image. And I just love how like cheeky she is. She's just like, they're like, you created an AI in your image? And she's like, is there anyone better?
Exactly.
The best. Is there anyone better? So we see that moment. And then it kind of shifts to where we see Cortana, I guess, pleading with the UNSC that, you know, the creators, which is the AIs, Cortana is here. And she is ready to, like, solve all the issues of hunger. But if they decide to go against her, they will suffer the consequences. So we see this, like, parallel between Cortana and her origins, you know, Master Chief first meeting her, but then where she becomes after, which is kind of like this ruthless leader. So it was interesting that we saw this, and the weapon, again, recognizes that this is happening. Like, the weapon acknowledges that the weapon's seeing this as well. So I don't know what these sequences are. Like, it's kind of weird that it's just happening, but I guess it's the ghost of, like, the data streams we're seeing again.
It seems like seeing these kind of cutscenes or seeing these visions, sorry, and seeing, you know, Ishram then kidnap Echo or whatever, all that bad blood she has with Master Chief, she's kind of putting to the side at this moment because she kind of sees that things are pretty messed up right now.
Does she have a little bit of sympathy, I guess, for Master Chief because she sees everything that he's experiencing and sees that he's even struggling himself? Really, if you think about it, Master Chief is struggling with the loss of a friend and the loss of this huge, not an accolade, but like this huge feat, right? Like a loss of his success. He was not successful on a mission, right? That's a lot to deal with. We just think because he's a Spartan and he's like altered these emotions don't go through him. But I think what we're seeing is it's actually affecting him. We're just not, the game's not allowing us to see how it's truly affecting him. So now I feel like I'm actually feeling bad for Master Chief.
I don't know if I feel bad for him, but it's hard to like have sympathy for a guy that you can't really see his face.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he definitely is going through it. Like he's battling something, you know, guilt, whatever it is. Hopefully, you know, he can save the world. But we hear some whispers, Cam, that again, like now Cortana's crying. There's some weird stuff going on. I can't really understand exactly what's happening, but the scenics are really cool. There's like sun coming through the building. Everything looks really nice. And we basically have to just like fight enemies along the way. Nothing too hard. Weapon points us to a terminal to find out what we need to access the relay to find a way to get out of here. And of course, we get a message from said Eshram.
Good news first. We're close. There's a banished structure above us. It's big. Oh, no.
What is it?
There's a message for you.
I'm sorry. I couldn't.
He's alive. Barely. We need to help him.
Chief. Please.
Do I have your attention, Spartan? Do I? You feel his pain? Each twist of my blade hurts you as much as him. He will not die by my hand, but he will suffer until you stand before me. For the banished, victory is our shared cry. A refusal to cower, to bend, our weaknesses beaten from us. Banished, it makes us strong! Your humanity makes you weak, vulnerable, defeatable. Our time together is ending. I await our final fight.
Chief, there are coordinates embedded in the message. We're going to find him.
So Eshram sends Master Chief a message basically saying, we have Echo, we're not going to kill him, but we're going to torture him really bad until you save him. So it was interesting thing here. I was kind of thinking like, okay, like the Banished have some sort of ethics because
they don't want
to kill Echo and they want an honorable battle. Eshram wants an honorable battle one-on-one with Master Chief to settle the score. And I think that is pretty honorable.
No, it's not, because we all know they're lying, okay? They're liars, okay?
You think they're
what
lying?
What they're going to do, yeah, they want that battle, but they're still going to, yes, they do want an honorable battle, don't get me wrong, but they're still going to kill Echo at the end of it. They're going to kill Echo as soon as Master Chief walks into the room or right after they fight Master Chief. They're going to kill him because that's how the Banished roll. Okay. My thing is, I mean, Echo really, like, you hear him, he's like, I'm sorry, Master Chief. I, like, dude, how is it that you didn't get caught this whole beginning half of the game? And you just happen to be caught when you find your confidence? I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. He flew his ship to them, and then all of a sudden, the guy attacked him while he was piloting the ship. He hid in there.
He flew his ship to us many times before, okay? You know what you're getting into when you're on these missions. I'm sorry, Echo. We gotta go and leave you behind.
Why do you hate Echo so much?
I don't know. It's just something that I think grew after, like, I felt bad for Echo when he revealed, like, okay, why he has that lack of confidence.
Wow, you're ruthless. My God.
No.
You just want him to die.
I'm sorry. It's just, no, I want Master Chief to finish the mission, okay? And I don't need a side mission where I have to go through another heartache of losing a character, okay? So no attachment means I am gravy. I am good, okay? I can't take, I don't want Master Chief to go through losing anybody. He already lost Cortana. I don't want it. That's all.
Let's be real. Have we grown to be attached to Echo at all? Zero chance.
And no, but you do a little bit. I think at the beginning,
no.
Echo, okay. Yeah, I was, you didn't,
yeah,
like,
okay,
his
at the
humor.
Beginning, sure.
Yeah,
at the beginning.
But then we didn't see him for a long time, so I don't have that association. So I'm like, Echo, I mean, like, do we save Echo or do we save all of humanity?
Save humanity.
Exactly, because I just feel like if we go to Echo, it's a trap. It's going to be fully like a battle and a trap.
Listen, I know your answer. Of course, that's going to be your answer. You already picked in the first segment an AI over an actual human being. So I know that you have no emotions toward this right now.
Sorry. But I will say, you're right, though. This, like the lighting, how it hits these environments, beautiful. And even with this scene, how they rotate it. So you see like Echo all tied up. And then it like rotates to the other side of Master Chief and you just see this huge red figure of Eshram, like just like massively over Master Chief. It just looks so cool. I was like, ooh, that's cool.
Eshram also gives Master Chief the coordinates to where he can find him. So again,
trap.
He wants this last battle. You think it's a trap? I don't think so. I think he just with everything that happened and how Atriox is dead, like this is redemption, I feel like, for Eshram. So he's like, lay it all on the line. There's going to be no traps. It's just going to be one-on-one, you know, boss battle. But we'll see. I don't think he wants to run from anything. I think he is not going to set a trap, but we'll see what happens. Of course, he mentions that the last battle, he's going to be laying it out all online. So we'll see what happens. And that's basically where we have to go now. We know where the coordinates are, but we just have to get out of this building, whatever the heck is going on. We see, again, as we're moving through a window, a structure in the distance that the Banish is diverting all their forces to guard its construction. That's at least what Weapons says. We don't know exactly if that's the auditorium or if it's something else, but that's where we're trying to go. And as we request, we hear some more whispers I got to mention. Cortana saying, I'm here with you and I'm just my mother's shadow. I'm not who I used to be. Again, what the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah. And this, there's a bunch of whispers where it feels like, I don't know if you get this vibe, but it feels like there's two Cortanas. There's one who's trying to escape her mind and one who is like vehement on like killing everyone. And I feel like there's some sort of conflict going on within her brain.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're probably going to explain something where Cortana, you know, was, I don't know, something malfunctioned. I have no idea.
Well, I feel like it may be how she was before. She kind of went to the end of her cycle and then she kind of got corrupted. Like maybe it's that showing that duality within her of like wanting to do the right thing for Master Chief in the UNSC, but also knowing that the corruption is starting to lead her astray.
Well, we get to find more out about Cortana in our next cutscene. After we fight off some regular mobs, we go to another unit and Weapon opens it up and we see some more of Cortana.
Cortana, former UNSC AI Leonidas stands with you. How should I proceed?
Population?
Laconia Station currently holds 76 Spartan force. They have orders to stand against you.
Short-sighted fools. You have served me well, Leonidas. Your sacrifice is appreciated.
Understood. Goodbye, Cortana.
No! She took out the training facility? Those Spartans...
all gone.
All of them? Why would she...
Let's move.
So Cortana here blows up the UNSC training facility in Sydney, Australia. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, just a casual Wednesday.
She went to the opera house in Sydney. She watched a little show, and then after she destroyed the UNSC training facility. Can you explain to me, Cam? Like, I thought, to be honest, that Earth was like gone. Can you explain anything like backstory of Earth in general with the Halo series?
It's not gone. It's okay, not gone.
So it's not destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay. No. But there's just different colonies, right, on these Halos.
Yeah. Okay. So are they outside of the Earth?
Yeah. Okay. So then my thing is just here, yes, with Cortana, okay, casually blowing up a UNSC training facility. Like, WTF, I know she's AI, but she has no remorse at all. Like, she just does it like, eh, well, I told you. And I think that just is a real reminder for Master Chief of someone he trusted to really be his friend, right? And how she could be so ruthless, right? Like, all of these are real reminders of where, right, Master Chief failed, how he failed to destroy Cortana. And he's living with the repercussions of that. All of those lives gone. And you even hear Weapon just shocked with that, completely shocked that Cortana killed all of those Spartans, all of those people. We hear her just like, what? Like, no way. Which begs the question of like, how is it she, I guess she wasn't given all that information beforehand. It seems like there's a real gap for an AI that's so intuitive. It's like everything that is Cortana is just wiped from any of her knowledge. She like knows absolutely nothing about Cortana or what happened with Cortana or what Cortana did to other people or beings.
Do you even have a memory of what Cortana used to be? Was she just like a fan favorite and like super awesome and nice? And then they completely just wrote her to be an evil person?
Yeah, like she was really like she was like, you know, the sidekick to Master Chief. But then it was this huge twist that she's capable of doing all of this.
So after this, again, Weapon is appalled by what's happening as she's seeing Cortana do all these things. We activate some new power cells. And the first one that we activate, we see an image of Earth. So we want to travel to get another cell to complete the puzzle, see what the Earth message is. And this is what we see first.
This is not a negotiation, Lord. This is your surrender. My terms are clear. You are aware of my capabilities, and I am fully acquainted with yours. If the Earth's government wants to fight, feel free. But hear this. It is a battle you will not win.
Wait, she threatened Earth?
Her forces led an assault on the UNSC in Sydney. Wiped it out.
Wiped out the headquarters?
All of it. We had to hide, regroup, come up with a plan.
To stop her?
To survive.
And this time, this is where Cortana is now threatening Earth. It's almost like we get a full view of this through Weapon's feelings. As again, she's just like devastated that Cortana could go against the human race completely like this and threaten Earth to basically destroy Earth. We kind of see just how ruthless she is again through these cutscenes. But Weapon now, we're kind of seeing it through her eyes in terms of like, she knows that she's an AI. She would never want to be like that, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she can't imagine something like that happening.
Yeah, Weapon's absolutely disgusted by Cortana. Like, does not, like you said, understand the reasoning, mm-hmm, behind anything. And after all of, you know, these little cutscenes that are exposing the really evil things Cortana has done, you have that dialogue between Master Chief and the like Weapon, where Weapon's just has pretty much 21 questions and doesn't understand it. Master Chief's just trying to fill in the gaps, which is interesting because usually Weapon's filling in the gaps for Master Chief, right? But it's, yeah, this, the history, it's the backstory. For some reason, Weapon has no knowledge about
21 questions made me think like Weapon and Master Chief on a date, like eating like pizza at a pizza joint. And then she's like, Master Chief, what's your favorite color? And he's like, this isn't the mission. You can't be doing this. And she's just like, no, I love you. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of connection here, just like Cortana and Master Chief romance. I think Weapon deeply cares about Master Chief. Finally, once we're about to get to the exit, we get one final cutscene, and this one is a doozy.
Atriox, leader of the banished,
how do you stand?
With the banished. Always. Forever.
And you understand the consequences of defiance?
I do.
The intricacies of any action are complex. The reactions numerous, yet mostly predictable. Look upon Doysek one last time and remember, you chose this path.
Esherim's? Atriox's? An entire planet? How could she do that?
It's my fault.
How?
I should have stopped it. I could have reasoned with her.
Could you? It was her choice, her programming.
Was it? I don't know anymore.
There's something you're not telling me. I'm...
The only way to access the ring, to reach Cortana,
was to make a copy. I'll get this open. Reconsider.
The consequences of your...
Back to your conservatory, monitor. There's your grav lift. Let's get this over with. And remember, you chose this path. I'm her?
Yes. An exact copy. It was the only option we had left.
My routines. Systems.
All copies. Halsey removed any information that could compromise you. You're her. If we'd never met.
Bombshell alert, we see Cortana talking to Atriox and the Banished. And guess what? She goes and blows up the home planet of the Banished. And my God, I'm coming to this as a new person in the series. I don't know if we've already seen this happen, but I was like, oh crap, Cortana really was a piece of shit.
Well, just when she's just like, this is your choice. Like she's putting the blame. Like, and I know I'm not like,
yes, gaslighting a
Banished
and a half
sympathizer or anything like that, because they've also done some ruthless things, but they are a whole planet, right? Like a certain group's belief isn't everyone's beliefs, right? They're still living creatures. And she just puts this blame on Atriox that this is your decision. And it's kind of like a game of chicken between the two of them. Cause he's like, and you have to remember you chose this path as well. And she just completely blows up the planet to pieces. And like, think of the Banished and how like proud they are of being them. To see your home fall in just an instant. I understand Atriox's and the Banished, like their position.
The ruthless warriors for sure. But again, this is where I wanted to ask you, I think you kind of answered this, but like, do you sympathize with the plight and what they're trying to accomplish? Because basically their whole population is gone, and whatever the Banished are now is what the Banished are. and they're like trying to rebuild their people, I guess. This made me honestly sympathize with Atriox and Estrom's movement. You know, yes, you know, trying to destroy all of humanity, that's a little harsh, but now I kind of understand why, because I think it's payback for what Cortana did. Regardless of Cortana being an AI, this is she was directly related to the human race, so that's why they want to destroy every single last one of them.
And that's the thing, right? Like, she is directly related to all humans because she was created by Dr. Halsey in a human image.
Yes.
Of Dr. Halsey, right? So it's like when all of these different factions, it's like that's why when we get to the point where we're creating robots and stuff, never make them human. Because if we encounter other species and these AIs and robots rise up, you don't want to be associated with that. But it's true. Like, well, that's why all these different factions, you know, when encountering her, although they may know that she is not a part of the UNSC, unfortunately, the UNSC and humans will be grouped together with her because of the origins of Cortana. I do understand why the Banished are doing what they're doing. And that's why this is so much more complicated than just the Banished are bad. And,
right,
you know,
yeah.
UNSC is good. And like, is UNSC good? I mean, they've had like not really as well, right? So it's not like where it's just completely black and white on both sides. There's lots of layers and different shades of gray.
Shades of gray. There's
50 shades of gray.
Yeah, sorry. That came in my head. But it's a great point because, again, it's always nice to see when the evil characters, I suppose, have some sort of backstory, have some sort of meaning or method to their madness. I don't necessarily like, and I think maybe that's a style that was used a long time ago, but it's not as much anymore, where bad guys are just innately bad and it's easy to destroy them because you justify everything that you're doing. But this one, it makes you question everything that you're doing because, again, they have some sort of feelings and anger towards something, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. So I love that kind of thing. But that's pretty much it for Mission 12.
Not really. Finally,
oh, wait. What?
That's not even, we talked about the planet being destroyed, but then we get the reveal that weapons reveal that she is a copy of Cortana. And that's not even half of it, because we just talked about, you know, Atriox seeing his whole people just be destroyed by Cortana, but also now the realization for Weapon that she is a copy of Cortana. And it's so interesting how they do it, because you see the Weapon, like, Master Chief is still like very hesitant on what he's telling Weapon, and Weapon realizes there's something that you're still hiding, and she starts snapping her fingers, and then she realizes she's doing that quirk that Cortana does, and then that's when it's revealed that from, you know, Master Chief, that Weapon is an exact copy of Cortana, as if she never met Master Chief. You know, so that to me, like, I felt so bad for Weapon, because then she starts putting back the self-destruct sequence and pretty much just tells Master Chief to get it over with. She's ready to go.
And I know Master Chief does say, like, his mission all along was to keep this kind of secret from Weapon, because his mission was to make sure that Weapon does not turn out like Cortana. So that was kind of his mission. He also blames himself for everything that happened with Cortana. Do you think that's justified?
Yes.
It is.
He had the opportunity to stop her, and it's the hesitation there.
Ah, but he loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was his fault.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really Cortana's fault, but yeah.
Without saying it then, does he secretly love Weapon because the Weapon is still an exact copy of Cortana the way he remembers her?
I mean, I'll answer that question with another question. Can you really love someone who you've seen like killed thousands of beings, millions of beings? Can you still find love in that person? You think so?
I can't, but I can understand. I don't know. It's like my question, like, maybe this gets a little heavy, but like a mother, you know, her son or daughter murders someone that love doesn't go away.
There's an innate connection, right?
Like, yes. Yes.
Because I would just be like, nope, like how I cut off Echo, that's what I would do to Cortana. I'd be like, nope.
You're just a good person in general. But that is it for Mission 12, I think. We get a lot of Weapon just trying to understand herself, and she's a little distraught right now, but we'll get more into that in segment 3. Mission 13, The Road. This is basically just the coordinates we have to follow in order to get to the House of Reckoning. And along the way, this is where all the banished are ready to attack and kill you. And my God, this was the worst mission possible for me. There's no bosses. There's no real mission per se. It's just to get to the point.
Yeah.
But there are waves and waves of enemies. Everyone's shooting at you. It's so annoying.
It's kind of like a trap, maybe. On the road to
oh, you're to right. Eshram. It is. It probably, yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's kind of right. Like a trap. Like if you wanted an honorable fight, there should be no enemies blocking my path to him.
That's a good point. All right.
This is a trap. 100%. Like I said, the banished liars, although I feel sorry for them because they lost their people. RIP.
So this is what drives me nuts about this game, because I don't know how people can play on like legendary mode, because we're on normal mode, or at least I'm on normal mode, and the enemies are the best shooters in the history of the world. And I'm not talking about right in front of you. I'm talking about like, I might be like 300 yards away on a cliff and I peek my head out and the little grunt on the floor is already like got me.
Honestly, because grunts, right? You look at them, they're very humorous characters. They say funny things. They're the quirky enemies that you face. You don't think they're going to be that difficult. And they really aren't once you shoot them. But they are so tiny. They just sneak their way into like different areas. And you're right. They have amazing aim. They practice their shooting like 365 days a year. Like they are so good that it is super annoying, because you're like, where am I getting shot from? And then you have to peek your head out again, and then you get shot again, and you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot deal.
So many different waves. There is a bunch of like tanks. There is a bunch of like giant machine guns, all different sorts of banished, and they're all trying to do the same thing, and they just come out of nowhere. I remember I used a tank to kind of destroy a lot of them until my tank got destroyed. This is where I died a lot, because I tried to get out of my vehicle.
Using the tank, you died a lot?
Yeah, because if there's so many things coming at you at once, and then my tank would get destroyed, and then it would go like, beep, 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 and I wouldn't be able to get out in time, and I would just die.
It's the timing. You have to get out of there before the beep, beep, beeps happen.
There was one specific spot where I was like out of ammo. I didn't have much. There was one in the corner waiting for me. I'm in this little building. I peek my head out and instantly die every time. But you never died once, huh? You're perfect.
No, I died. I died multiple times, but just not the tanks. The tanks like were just like my saving grace in terms of just like taking out like the big hurdles. It's just that there were so many enemies. I think for me, that's what this part was. It was just there were so many enemies coming from different areas that I didn't know where to start first, if that makes sense.
Right.
In terms of where to tackle certain enemies. And then like, I'm just not good like with the Rocket Hog. Is it the Rocket Hog? The flying
the
one?
Hog.
I'm not good. I'm not good with those. Like I'm not good at aiming at the grunt or brute that's in it. And then because I can't aim at them, I try to just hijack it. But then if I'm getting shot at from other areas, then it's like, I'm not going to do a good job hijacking it. So usually I would be taken out by those. So that's why I relied heavily on the tank.
Like I get, this is kind of like a road to finality. Like, you know that this is, you're nearing the end. So they're going to like jack up as much enemies as possible. So, you know, I feel that there's like a finite ending. So it's like, okay, here we go. We got to fight all these enemies. But man, it just seemed like there was way too many. And then I think you could rescue a couple UNSC members, but they died so quickly.
I was just about to ask. They die so quickly. There's no point. Don't rescue them. Do what I did. Just keep going. That's what I did on previous missions. They're fine. They'll be good. They're probably better off, honestly, if you think about it, they're probably better off as prisoners because then they haven't been killed off yet. So we know the Banished aren't killing off the prisoners. They're probably using them in for a hostage situation kind of thing, or like for bargaining. So they're probably better off being alive. I'm pretty sure the Banished feed them.
That's a good point.
They're fine. They are fine.
Well, I mean, if we kill all the Banished,
then we save them. Then we save them, right? But I mean, okay. Like, what's the point of me saving Marines when then I have to make sure they don't die in battle? It's like, I'm Master Chief. I don't need that help from the Marines. You're better off. Trust me. You're going to be hogtied for a while, but then I'll come back after I save the world.
This reminds me, too, actually. I died so many times that by the end, I decided, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I got a vehicle and I just sped off. So I was like, I was maybe at the end mobs left. Like, I think it was the last stage and they were just so hard for me. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I can't do this anymore. So I took a car and I drove all the way to the end. And then I saw the giant structure and I'm like, oh God, there's going to be more enemies, but it's all empty. There's nobody there. So I was like, thank God, because I'm done with this. I don't know about you, but like Spartan Corps, like, have you gotten everything? I haven't.
No, I have not at all. I gave up on getting everything when I knew I couldn't go back to get it. And when I knew I already missed like 5 things in one level. So
way to go, Cam. We're playing this game and you just cut corners. I only got a shield. I fully upgraded my shield and I fully updated my grapple shot. That was it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, the shield's important.
Yes. That's all you need because that's all I use. I don't use anything else. All those other, you know, the shield thing
actually,
or whatever.
Right. I don't really use those gadgets anymore. I feel like because now there's more waves and waves of enemies, it's harder to switch. We've talked about this in previous episodes, switch between the different gadgets. And it's just, I mean, just guns blazing, you know, I think is the best way to go about it.
Or just run like a scaredy cat like me. Okay, that's it for the missions that we covered today. The final area is deserted. And again, we're going into the House of Reckoning. So we know things are about to go down. But after the break, we break down the reveal of weapon as Cortana's copy on Autosave.
Your mission was to destroy me. I've restored the deletion protocols. I'm ready. It has been an honor. Just promise me one thing. Whatever happens, save him. He needs you. You're all he has.
We do it together.
How can you trust me?
I don't. But I want to.
Welcome back to Autosave, and Cam, it's a very emotional cutscene, but the one thing that kind of made me laugh through it was Master Chief saying, I still can't trust you, but I want to. This AI was literally about to just off herself and like say, end it all with me. I can't be trusted. And he's like, I still can't trust you, but I want to. It's like, oh my God, Master Chief, figure it out, buddy.
But okay, to Master Chief's defense, because now I'm definitely, I understand the Chief more. Remember when he was like, he was blaming himself that Cortana did all of that. And you hear Weapon say, no, it was her choice, her programming. And he says, was it? Mm-hmm. And that's the moment where Weapon finds out that she's an exact copy because she starts, you know, snapping her fingers, the same thing that Cortana did. And that's the thing. It's like, is it her fault or was it something in her programming that made her do that? Was it something that was out of her control as an AI, as like weapon snapping her fingers? She doesn't realize she's doing that because she's a copy. She thinks that's just something she does. So was it out of Cortana's control? Which I want to think it's not, but was it? You know, when she started to show signs of being, you know, corrupted, she outlived her cycle. Master Chief should have just deleted her program because then that's not necessarily Cortana at that point. After that, so it's like, I understand why he doesn't necessarily trust Weapon still, even though Weapon is showing so much remorse for what Cortana did / she did, you know, in another life and feels so horrible. There's still that what if Weapon's capable of doing something Cortana has done.
I feel like there's layers to this that we'll find out more because of these whispers. These whispers to me feel like they're very important in terms of maybe Cortana, again, we're going to find out something about her that there's a reason why this happened more so than we think, or that's happened before, or the information that we know before. I don't know. That's just a thought. There is a nice moment here where I don't know how you felt emotionally, but Master Chief decides, no, I'm not going to delete you. We're going to do this together, which for me was the most heartwarming probably moment of the entire game, because I did feel it, because I think Weapon is a character that you can latch onto and relate to. Yeah. And anything that she goes through, I think that you can go through as well while you're playing it.
Yeah, and you feel it a lot more just because she's such a relatable character. We could probably see our own humor in her as well, or like certain characteristics. Like just because she's so casual with Master Chief and how she talks to him, like that's just how we would talk. So I completely think that I agree with you. Like this was such a special moment, and a special moment for Weapon as well. Like this is really the only time we're seeing Master Chief stand for Weapon. And similar to what he did with Echo, like we didn't really see that before with Echo as well. When he first met Echo, he was just like, I got to do this. I got to continue the mission. We're going to the Banished. And this is before Echo revealed that he was like a coward. He's a nobody. He was scared. So he's just trying to get off the planet. And Master Chief just was not even considering him at all. But that moment that Echo opened up was when we got like wise words from Master Chief, and that relatability came out, right? So it mirrors that scene here now with Weapon.
So how do you feel the story is progressing at this point? Like, was what we witnessed a big enough reveal? I think for me, the whole Aatrox destroying the Banished home world was pretty big, but I think revealing that Weapon is Cortana is something that we probably already figured out, right?
Well, we know that she was designed similarly to Cortana, exactly. But we didn't know how much of a copy she was, which was pretty much her whole being. But yeah, you're right. I feel like with the story right now, I still want those mysteries around the conflict. So around the Banished, the Harbinger, who's the Harbinger and what is the Harbinger's role in this, rather than just being a pawn. Like those are the points that I'm really seeking answers for. And you're right, it is later in the game. So I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, we will get those answers, but I'm starting to get a little concerned if we will.
For an FPS game, for me, the story is great. It could be more superior, but I understand why they tone it down a little bit. But I think to make it an A-plus game, you could flush this out a little bit more and spend more time on that, because the story is actually really good. It's engaging. It's entertaining. And again, if I had been part of this universe for a long time, I probably would have wanted more. So that's my only thing. But again, like if I look at it from a smaller scale, if it's an FPS, I am happy with it. And I understand that aspect, but I do want some more if possible. Yeah. But it is what it is. Anything else you want to bring up before we go?
No, I just hope that Eshram books that doctor's appointment to find out if maybe there's a case of asthma, sleep apnea, something for that heavy breathing.
Let's be honest. It's definitely sleep apnea. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
He is a heavier set man. I think he has more trouble sleeping. You know what? Maybe Thanos also has problems breathing as well. Because they're kind of built the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
They kind of look very similar.
They do.
Except Eshram's way uglier.
Yeah, I guess so. But ooh, I am a fan of... Yeah, I guess so.
I thought you were going to...
But I feel like... No.
Your eyes told me that you were attracted to Eshram.
No, I probably... Yeah, no, I'm not. I swear I'm not. Listeners, I'm not attracted to Eshram.
No, it's fine. I know your type. You like Link, Cloud... Zach, like,
yeah,
I see the type of characters that you like, so it's all right.
I am attracted to his menacing behavior, though. I think he is, like, his voice.
Okay, so you
like
the bad boys.
I like the bad boys.
All right, enough of that. We're almost done. This game is almost over. There's two more missions. We're really excited to see what happens with the rest of the game and what happens with Master Chief. Is this the end of Master Chief? Well, we'll find out next time on Autosave.